Hello, everyone, and welcome to Young Well Africa. I am your host, Kagendo Manene. So I'm a counseling psychologist working with young adults, and I'm also a founder of a wellness consultancy called Beyonder, based in Nanyuki, Kenya. We innovate wellness for young adults in Africa. Since 2020, I have been working with young adults in their self-exploration journey to help them create clarity about who they are becoming. Young Well Africa is a space where we'll be sharing stories of resilience of young adults from across Africa, living their truth. Here we get to learn how a typical modern young adult coped with difficult moments in their lives that led them to transform to who they are today. So welcome, let's get into it. So why did I start this podcast? This year I'm turning 35. You could say I'm no longer a young adult. When I look back at my journey throughout, I was able to overcome so much because I had access to stories of other young adults that I could relate to. I'm a fourth born in a family of five. I have three sisters ahead of me and a younger brother. We have always been a very close-knit family, and I would listen to the stories of my sisters about dating, getting to know themselves, going back to school, changing careers, quitting jobs, finding places to worship, traveling abroad to study, getting married, starting families, and everything in between that the young adult has to figure out. I could see them going through their breakups, finding themselves, and struggling with relationships at work. It is from their experiences that I would be triggered to think about my own experiences and how I can cope better. The period of young adulthood can be so overwhelming because there's so much to figure out. Oftentimes it can be very isolating because everyone expects you to cope and thrive. That just because you are of age, you should have the tools and the wisdom to figure it all out. Who you are, who to love and trust, and how to find a meaningful career that allows you to be financially independent and self-sufficient. In my work as a young adult therapist, I have witnessed the common themes all the way from joining campus, anxiety about belonging, making friends, the pain of the first breakup while coping with family issues while you are in campus. And now, that period when you're finishing campus, you don't have clarity about a career that is meaningful, that you love and enjoy. And slowly after that, you're catching up to age 25 and you start freaking out that now you have to get serious. You know, is the period where you could make mistakes over, you know, have you had all the fun that you could have, and the feeling that you better hurry up because you're no longer young and carefree. And then comes, you know, the late 20s, when there is the pressure to learn the long-term relationship, to learn the long-term relationships. And, you know, your friends are getting stable jobs, stable partners, and places of belongings and belonging and communities. So as you move now towards 30, the pressure is getting real. You know, you start feeling trapped. Like, is this the version of adult you will be? You know, you start thinking of focusing, dating more seriously, going back to school, start thinking about big conversations like, do you want children? Where do you want to live? Do you want to travel abroad? Do you want to get married? And what if you can't have all these things? You know, what does that mean for you? And past 30, now the pressure, you know, gets even more, because it feels like you're running out of time to figure things out. And it doesn't help that, you know, you're constantly getting invited to weddings, baby showers, you know. Friends on LinkedIn have intimidating titles, you know, showing how much experience and how successful they are in their career. You know, you suddenly realize that your body does not respond to food and drinking, you know, all these things that you used to get away with. Your body now needs you to be more mindful of how you interact with it. So the one true thing that I have found out in research and in working with young adults is that nothing is set in stone. you can actually create your own mold where you fit in. Because when you try to fit in all these molds that are out here, you know, that paint success in a very linear trajectory, they will break you at some point. So Young Well Africa is that space where we share stories of resilience from young adults, and we learn from each other to see what else is there, so that we are not bound to this one narrative of how success looks like, you know, that we can actually get to reflect and define what success actually looks like for us. So here we try to create clarity about our values so that we can figure things out in our own time with the resources that we have. So just like the stories from my sisters helped me figure out the path to take for myself, I hope these stories help you reflect on what is best for you as well, and remove the pressure placed on the young adult by society. I want to thank my family for their support throughout my young adulthood journey, and a special shout out to 11 Degrees Africa for helping me build a beautiful brand that speaks to young adults. I thank African Superman Records and BongoPod Community Podcasters for supporting me to produce this podcast and so many other creative projects that you'll be hearing about in future. I thank my colleague Werimo Kabucho for talking to young adults to get to know the kind of stories they would like to hear, and all the clients I work with every day who teach me about the struggles and triumphs of the modern young adult in Africa. So you can expect a podcast every third Tuesday of the month, and we will be having themes. We'll be covering stories around identity, relationships with family, friends and partners, career and education. These stories will be from regular young modern adults from across Africa who are living their truth. And every 3 months, we shall be inviting a therapist in a specific area to help us discuss emerging themes and to process them better to get healthy coping skills. So you're welcome to tell us what kind of stories and guests you'd like to hear from. Reach out to us through our website, www.beyonderwellness.org. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I can't wait to share this journey with you. So visit Beyonder Wellness. You can email at hello@beyonderwellness.org or DM us on TikTok, Young Well Africa, or our IG page, Beyonder Wellness. You do not have to adult alone, so let's learn from each other and keep reflecting for better coping. Bye-bye for now. See you in the next episode.